At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed, a show that completely ignores anything important happening in the world and instead focuses on a fictional battle between characters from the worlds of comics, sci-fi, and fantasy. I'm your host, James Gavsey, and as always, I'm joined by the one and only Eric Holmes.
Woo! This one's pretty close to home. I was a little powered up ranger some time back, so let's do this. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, I haven't even introduced the battle yet. You just ruined the surprise. I don't even know what's happening here. All right, in today's episode, a feline warrior prince armed with an indestructible mystical sword battles a martial artist infused with alien powers wielding a dragon-themed dagger that summons a giant mech. What the heck is going on? In one corner, you have Lino, the Lord of the Thundercats, who wields the Sword of Omens and Claw Shield. And by the way, the person that every 80s kid wanted to look like, every boy in the 80s was like, that's how I want to look. And just, by the way, that led to a lot of problems because no one actually looked like him trying as much as we tried. Versus the one and only, and in the other corner, I should say, the Green Ranger, once corrupted by evil but redeemed, the Green Ranger possesses the power of the Dragon Coin, granting him superhuman strength, weapon mastery, and the ability to summon the mighty Dragon Zord. I'm not liking that Dragon Zord already. There's just something up with that. As usual, I did the patented Who Would Win Google test just to see how many times this matchup has been discussed. And this battle has never come up as in ever, which means Who Would Win brings you yet another premier geek culture matchup. You're welcome, Legion of Audience, our fan base, of course. Eric, I have to know, what are your thoughts in today's matchup?
I mean, once again, we prove what we do. I mean, another battle that's never happened ever on the internet, and this is a necessary one. The Green Ranger, you all know about him, and it's time to represent him quite appropriately.
You know what? Portrayed brilliantly by Jason David Frank, and of course, he unfortunately passed away, but his acting, his spirit, his personality, the legacy he left the world carries on. He's got a new movie coming out. I'm not going to reveal too much about that because I know a lot about it. It's going to be awesome, but when you see it come out, please support it. And of course, you got Lionel. I mean, who hasn't said out in public, you know, Thundercats. You know, I mean, I've done that. I did that this morning, by the way. It was great. Who I summoned, it was three homeless guys. Anyway, the point is we fought crime and we were a motley bunch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. Okay, look, we have to see what the judge has to say about this. I'm insanely excited about this judge. I'm also a little worried because they may have revealed a little bit about how they feel about this matchup before the episode. So, making their first appearance on the Who Would Win show, it's voiceover actor extraordinaire, it's Io Griffin. Io, welcome to Who Would Win.
Hello. Thank you, gentlemen, for inviting me here today. I promise to be an unbiased voice in this matchup of comic rivals.
You know what? You winked at Eric twice while you were saying yes. That. Yes. Either you're attracted to Eric or there's something going on between you two. Either yes. Way, I don't care. I'm still winning this. All right, now, I
there was a time for bribes, but that time has passed.
That's fair.
Daddy-like.
Sorry, kids at home. I did offer you coffee before. That doesn't count. Okay. Before we get into this matchup, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, what you've been up to.
Yeah, just been doing a lot of voiceover work in terms of getting out there with commercials and ADR. A lot of friends in film that are having upcoming projects, short films. And really trying to do a little voiceover and screen work as well.
So if I had to, and I'm familiar with the voiceover industry, by the way, insanely talented people in that industry. So my hat is off to you. If I had to say, hey, what's your dream project? Like, what's the video game, the animated series, or possibly toothpaste commercial? What would be your dream thing to work on?
I would be the voice of the next up and coming Marvel superhero.
Nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I believe it's Squirrel Girl. So go ahead and intro Squirrel Girl for us.
Hello, world. It's me, Squirrel Girl. You might say to yourself, well, This is quite the.
You know what? You know what?
It's like, sound more like a squirrel.
You know, no, hold on. It's like she's here. This is uncanny. You nailed it. I know. I like putting
she's
people on the spot.
The
by the way,
base. She's here.
Listen,
base.
I think you're gearing up to be the person who does the intro for Batman. Possibly, you know, some serious Thor. You know, like heavy hitters. That's what I'm picturing. It's a test, and you passed, by the way.
Thank you. All right. But I'm ready. I'm a gender bender.
I mean,
that's great. I mean, that's what we're all about.
That's what 100%. Why not? Okay, so listen. More importantly, about whatever it is you just said, what is your feeling about today's battle? Because again, to pull back the curtain a little bit, you know, we talked about, you know, you said, okay, wow, it's a Green Ranger, it's Lion-O. Well, wait a second. There's a certain factor here. Tell us what you were saying about this. Like, you seem to kind of been leaning into a certain direction.
Well, I was feeling initially that it would be a 2-on-1 matchup, being that the Green Ranger has the ability to summon his Zord or whatever his mechanical
his Zord,
yeah exactly, and you know, once that, you know, then you're changing the playing field.
That's true.
But that, you know, I mean, Lion-O, he doesn't have to put on a mask to be a superhero, and I think that he has, you know, a couple of, you know, resources at his disposal. Ooh, too.
I like where you're going with this. A man who kind of sees the whole chessboard and understands that both have these options and weapons. All right, I like where this is going. Let's get into today's battle. But before we get to the battle, let's go over the basics of a who would win match. Now, each debater will make 3 points. Keep in mind that the who would win match is a random encounter in a neutral location with no prior knowledge or prep time allowed. And the debater has to stay within the confines of the character. And when it comes to determining the winner, it's the judge who has the final say and will determine which character lost based on death, incapacitation, or battlefield removal with no outside interference being allowed. Remember, the bottom line in a who would win match is that for one side to get the win, their opponent must be somehow incapacitated for a minimum of 2 minutes where they pose no threat whatsoever. And before we get started, don't forget to leave the Who Would Win show a 5-star rating and a fantastic written review wherever you download and listen to podcasts. And now, let's get to the tale of the tape for both of our combatants. I'm going to read the intro for both characters. Do you mind? I don't care. I'm doing it.
I'm going to try to keep up with you, baby. Hit it.
Here we go. All right, here are the details for the Green Power Ranger. Tommy Oliver, the original Green Ranger, was once Rita Repulsa's corrupted champion before joining the Power Rangers as one of their strongest warriors. By the way, how hot was Rita Repulsa? Seriously, if she walked in right now, would you, like, you'd probably be asking her out. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Back in the day, there was
that Rita.
It sounded really, ooh, you know, that sounded weird.
She wasn't Repulsa at all.
No, she wasn't,
she
right?
Was not,
like, that's there. Yeah, you know, just it was a nice dress. It was very tasteful. It was, mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. The horns that she was wearing, I don't know. Oh. Anyway, with that being said, powered by the dragon coin, Tommy gains access to the dragon dagger, which controls the massive dragon sword and fires energy blasts. His martial arts skills are elite, even untransformed, and his ranger form grants enhanced strength, agility, and damage resistance. He's taken down monster class enemies, fought entire teams of evil rangers, and proved himself as a solo powerhouse. Whether he's sword fighting, dagger blast, you're piloting the dragon sword, the Green Ranger is a relentless, disciplined combatant. All right, now here are the facts for Lion-O. As the leader of the Thundercats, Lion-O is a noble warrior blessed with a Sword of Omens, a legendary blade that grants enhanced senses, offensive energy projections. I guess they're offensive, like they make insults or something, and
exactly,
they're just saying it's horrible. And the ability to grow in size and power. Though physically young due to a stasis pod malfunction, Lion-O matured through combat and trials, developing into a skilled fighter with heightened strength, agility, and tactical instincts. He's defeated powerful sorcerers, giant monsters, and robotic legions, regularly defending off enemies like Mum-Ra, who possesses ancient dark magic. With a claw shield on one arm and a blade that can channel sight beyond sight, Lion-O is a dynamic mix of brute force and magical intuition. And now you have the facts on both opponents. Io, do you have any questions before we get started?
What is sight beyond sight?
Oh, I'll explain that. Wait, what is sight beside? Listen, when he holds up that sword to his face and he's like, you know, Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight, and he can see things as if he's looking into a crystal ball. You know, the sword's like, here's what you need to see for the upcoming battle, or here's your friends in trouble, or here's some insight into what's about to happen.
Okay, so he can see the present and the future with this sight beyond
Correct.
Sight?
Correct.
Okay. That's quite a sight.
Important question.
That is quite a sight. Yeah. Good luck, Green Power Ranger. Yeah. Although he can do some cool stuff, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, Eric, let's get this party started. Here's your point number one.
Yeah, so first of all, Lion-O, you gotta go. All right, my point number one, I want to get into Power Ranger enhancements, okay? Let's get that going. Speed, strength, and durability, right? So the Green Ranger literally has superhuman stats, all right? So he moves faster than I can see, smashes stone with punches, and survives building level explosions, okay? So that's my first point for the Green Ranger. Let us not forget about Tommy, all right? Next, he's fought multiple monsters in a single battle, each with enhanced strength. He has magic and weaponry he can work with or overcome. He also, while Lion-O is powerful, Ranger durability lets Tommy tank hits, okay? So he can take them, whatever. Keeps fighting without slowing down. He's going to win, I feel, by closing distance fast and overwhelming Lion-O before he can use long-range sword magic. And all that's my point number one, James.
Ooh, that is well-researched. He does like using long-range sword magic. If you keep this fight between Lion-O and the Green Power Ranger just as is, Lion-O's got some extra stuff, that claw, everything he can do. He definitely is a range fighter, can fight in close, mm-hmm. at far range, or what have you. Definitely a good point. But Green Ranger, yeah, just as Tommy, like, he beat, what's the main villain? Goldar? Yeah, Goldar. Yes. Tommy, like, beat Goldar as Tommy.
As
not
Tommy.
As a Green Power Ranger, right, just as, right. as this teenage
and that's
kid
how he's gotta be
who's
either.
Got like, you know, maybe 17 years old at most, and he took out like Reed Repulsa's most powerful hench person.
Yes.
Like just as a kid.
Exactly.
That is some impressive fighting skill. It's like James Gabsy level martial arts
almost,
ability.
Right?
Which you really see that in today's right. world. All right, that's really good. I don't have much to push back on that, but let me get to my point number one.
Let's do it.
And for my point number one, we're gonna talk about the Sword of Omens. And now that thing is awesome. It's got a lot of magical abilities that it gives Lion-O. Grants him this enhanced strength. Look, this is someone who can pick up a huge redwood tree with one hand and toss it like a spear. It gives him that sight beyond sight access so he can see things from afar or see the near future or see even what like Mumra, his main villain, is doing. This gives him also access like these energy blasts he can shoot from the sword as well. And also can create force fields. So it's kind of like a fun little thing he's got. Now, the power increases when his allies are in danger or he's in danger. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, he gets even stronger with this. So if Green Ranger's actually getting the upper hand, Lion-O's sword is actually going to power up and power up Lion-O effectively to raise his level. Also, that the same thing happens with those energy blasts he shoots from his swords. Those get more powerful as well. The sight beyond sight. Look, this allows him to anticipate that danger. He can see through illusions. So if somehow the Green Ranger, who's this battle tactician, tries to play some mind tricks with him, Lion-O's just going to look, you know, give me sight beyond sight. And he's like, yeah, I'm calling BS on everything you're doing. You Rita Repulsa powered, you know, kid. Anyway, I didn't have a good thing to say. Also, the sword helps him spot weaknesses. Like if there's something, and with that being said, the Green Ranger is not someone who has weaknesses, but he's got some things that are definitely stronger. Like, hey, maybe not try to, kick this guy, maybe like hit him from afar, right? You know, kind of stay out of range for a little bit. It's going to give him that the tactics and what have you. And look, this is someone who's used the sword to block like energy attacks and everything. Even though he's got his claw shield, he still uses his sword as a shield too. I'm not sure why he's doing that, but you know, it's like using a fork for a knife for a fork. Right. Why not? Right.
Or
food is food. Yeah. Listen, this is someone who's going to be reading the Green Power Rangers moves, right? So these two opponents have never encountered each other. They're on the battlefield. They have no idea what's about them, but they know they're fighting. Green Ranger's going to try to be like, wow, I got to figure this guy out. And Lion-O is just going to be using the sword and understanding what the Green Ranger is all about right away. All of that is my point number one.
Okay. I mean, that sword is very robust, if you will, right? Okay. So
good
sword.
Word.
Yeah. It's a fun one. You throw it. You pull it out like maybe every other, Wednesday or Thursday, you know?
You're talking about the sword.
Yeah. No, robust at your
robust.
Local dinner
got
party.
It.
Yeah. So, all right. Got it with the sword. But one thing you're forgetting, my friend, is that I said this in the beginning and for our judge to take a note of, the Green Ranger can move faster than I can see. Okay. So keep that in mind. So when it comes to the sword boost, Green Ranger's powers are constant. Lion-O needs conditions. Let's not forget that. So sight beyond sight. We kept talking about that. One thing you got to remember is that anticipation can't match Ranger's blitz speed. It can't. Okay. So he can do his like, you know, his sight beyond sight stuff and have all his, anticipation prediction done. But the speed, the blitz is not going to be able to you know, counter that. So that's my, so energy deflects. Okay. So, he doesn't, deflect energy, but, you're going to miss him. Okay. So keep that in mind. Then lastly, his lightning power-ups, okay? It takes setup, all right? So for Lionel, all right? Tommy will close that distance really fast. So and then lastly, when it comes to range, won't matter because the Green Ranger will close that distance.
Okay, so you've heard one point from both Eric and myself so far. Where's your head at with this battle?
You know, right now I'm thinking that Lionel has a slight advantage, but I still have to keep the consideration for the Green Ranger. From a BCS standpoint, you know, beating competitor series.
Yeah, let's say fun. That's fine.
All right. Based on his level of competition, he's still, I would say, just below Lino because of his battle with Goldar. He beat him as a teenager. But I was thinking, you know, and I was just about to give him the advantage in that, you know, from that battle, but. Then I reminded myself, Goldar is a henchman, and henchmen are henchmen because they're henchmen. They get beat up, you know. So, you know, whether he's the Green Ranger or, you know, a teenager, I mean, not saying that I could, take Tommy on, but if you're a henchman, this is your job, and you're getting beat up by a teenager. You're not very good at your job.
Ooh. Wow. Although there's some truth to that. Like, when I got into a fight with my old Hebrew school teacher, Mrs. Finkelbaum, right? Hebrew school is a tough place. And she came at me. I was 8 at the time. And I figured out a way to beat her.
How was that?
Well, I tripped a slower kid, and she went after him first, and then I hit her with a chair. The point is, it was a rough time. I got the win, but people just discounted the win in the same way you just described. Tommy Oliver beating Goldar. So I do understand your point. I, however, still think it's a win-win. It is a close matchup. Let's see what happens for our point number two.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, hit us with your point number two.
All right, yeah, now, so this was a good start. Very dynamic, discussion with the judge here and thoughts and opinions. We brought up, your teacher that you...
Mrs. Finkelbaum, the F-bomb, actually.
What's her name?
Mrs. F-bomb? Finkelbaum, we called her the F-bomb. One time she came out of the bathroom, like, who let off the F-bomb?
You tripped the older woman as a child, that's what you're saying.
I don't know if I classify Ms. Finkelbaum as a woman. Again, she's about 8 feet tall.
Pound for pound, that was a formidable opponent.
That's right. She was 8 feet tall at the shoulder, but on her when she stood on her hind legs, she was probably like 16 feet tall.
She was two children tall.
Seriously, two Canadian children. At least. You don't think something that big can move that fast is what I'm trying to say.
Impressive. Okay. Yeah. All right, got it. So here we go. Hear me out.
Canadian children. Those are large children.
Yeah. I mean, I'm using air quotes around children, by the way. Go ahead.
All right. So point number two. All right. So I want to get into his elite martial arts mastery and his dagger mastery and sword mastery. Okay. So Tommy Oliver. All right. He's a champion level martial artist. All right. Even without his ranger powers. Okay. He literally transforms into being the Green Ranger, and that just makes him literally unstoppable. Okay. Also, he combines sword play with energy dagger blast and acrobatic movement that keeps opponents off balance. All right. He also can routinely dodge energy beams, flips out of holds, and disarms enemies mid-fight, all right? While Lionel is strong, okay, the Green Ranger is faster and more technically precise than Lionel. And all that, James, is my point number two.
I agree with everything you're saying, except for more precise and up-close combat. And the reason why is because it's taking nothing away from the Green Power Ranger, who's absolutely fantastic. But Lionel had a series of training quests, if you will, where he had to take on all of the individual Thundercats, including Panthro, who's kind of like the senior, most badass martial artist of, the group, okay. who's also got super strength and, you know, what have you. And he's had to learn how to fight. Plus, he's got that natural instinct. You know, it's like lions have and big jungle cats, as if I'm an expert on this. But evidently, they have instincts that are passed on to him. He's got all these instincts that are passed on because he's the Lord of the Thundercats.
He got that mane for his hair, right? That lion mane as his hair.
Yeah, something's going on with his hair. You know, a haircut could solve that. But whatever, he just wants to go with it. But I would say, in terms of pure combat, does he edge out Green Ranger or does Green Ranger edge out Lino? I'd say in terms of number of techniques known, I'd say probably the Green Ranger has him. But in terms of overall combat effectiveness, I actually think Lino might be more effective. Like, if you had Lino take on the entirety of the Power Rangers, like the Green Ranger did when he was evil, how would he do against the Power Ranger? I think he'd do pretty well, actually. I'm just putting that out there. All right. Let me get to my point number two. Point number two, let's just talk about the superior physical strength and speed. This is not to take away anything from the Green Ranger, right?
Okay.
But sometimes they had superpowers and sometimes they didn't. Sometimes they looked indestructible and sometimes, you know, a putty would like push them and they'd fall over and be like, ow, I hurt myself. Whatever it was, it was just consistent.
It was horrible editing.
Just be consistent is what I'm trying to say. All right, now Lino's overpowered monstrous enemies. I'm talking like huge kaiju level enemies. He's lifted massive boulders. He fought with blinding speed. Chitara, who's kind of like the Flash version of the Thundercats, Lino actually beat her in a foot race. That is insane. So he's got that Flash level speed. I think that's faster than the Green Power Ranger. He's tanked hits from multi-ton robotic enemies. He's outrun collapsing structures. He's left dozens of feet in the air while doing like cool acrobatics to make sure his sword can like shoot blast and everything. He loves engaging in melee combat where he's using almost like Spider-Man like agility, which is crazy because he's actually a bigger guy, very muscular. And while he's doing that, he's striking with his sword and he's cutting through advanced tech armor and even cutting through magical attacks and magical weaponry while he's just flying through midair doing all this crazy stuff. Look, the Green Ranger, he's strong. As at Legion of Honor, you can tell I'm a huge fan of the Green Ranger, but Lino's feats against physically superior threats, I mean physically superior to Lino, with Lino getting the victory, that gives him the edge in raw power, athleticism, and overall combat effectiveness. All that's my point number two.
Okay, before we throw it to a judge, all right, I got that he has some agility going on, okay, Lino. All right, we'll give him that, okay, and his, you know, his sword and stuff. But one thing that you're forgetting, I can guarantee, is that Tommy's superhuman speed and power will either match or exceed Lino's, okay? We cannot forget about Tommy's superhuman speed, all right? Also, Lino's bursts, they cannot outlast Ranger's constant durability and rapid movement. That's what I feel because he's so fast, okay? Lastly, Tommy has great reflexes, okay? And a skill set, which literally enables him to dodge even Lionel's strongest attacks, all right? And then lastly, brute strength alone, okay? As you're saying, Lionel's strong. But brute strength alone, in my opinion, it can't beat a faster, more precise fighter like Tommy.
You know, what's that expression? Power or strength hurts, but speed kills.
Yeah.
Interesting. The only thing we're debating about that, though, is who's faster. I still think Lino is, without taking anything away from the Green Ranger. But none of that matters because we are now at the turning point. Mm-hmm. This is where the judge, Iyle Griffin, he, you know, kind of sees what everything's being thrown at him and tells us who's ahead and what does the other side have to do to gain the victory. Iyle, what do you think?
You know, we talked about a number of great points. I think that when it comes down to the technical mastery, it's almost at a draw. You know, there's the wisdom of the ages that's passed down through this power that the Green Ranger possessed. But then there's, you know, endless knowledge with something that I think was what you brought up, James, that the age experience of Lino is undetermined. And so, you know, he's a galactic, you know, creature, you know, although you got this, you know, Green Ranger kind of power, you know, how much does that change who you are ultimately? And, you know, from an age experience standpoint, I think that Lino might have a little bit of an advantage. The nimble for his size was another point that was brought up. But I think that Green Ranger being able to change his techniques, you know, they're almost equal in that sense, you know, for close combat. And then the speed rate, you know, the speed point that both of you brought up, you know, are we talking like light speed? Because light speed is definitely faster than a cheetah. You know, Chitara may be fast, and, you know, maybe we just might be thinking in terms of Earth cheetah standpoint. Once again, you know, galactic cheetah woman might be immeasurable, infinite power, you know, power range right here. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So who do you think is ahead?
Right now, I would say Lion-O by a slight margin. You know, back to the, you know, beating the henchmen thing. I think that Lion-O just, the quality of opponent is a little bit in Lion-O's favor right now.
And so what would the Green Ranger have to do to get the victory?
Bring out the Zord, baby.
What? Is that what this is all about? Hey, I can't do it by myself. I got to bring out this Godzilla. Okay, fine.
I mean, it's all part of the, you know, the power package.
Listen,
you
know, I knew this was going to come up. I don't know. Maybe Eric won't bring it up. And he'd be like, let's talk about the Green Rangers, you know, ability to talk really well and, you know, get Lion-O off his game. Who knows what Eric's going to do?
Oh,
but stay tuned, because this is about to get really insane.
Hell yeah.
It's trippy because the Green Ranger can be stripped of his powers. Lion-O is always going to be Lion-O. So
that's true.
To be determined.
To be determined. I love where this battle is going. Stay tuned for point number three. And we're back. Eric, it's now or never. Hit us with your point number three, whatever that may be, by the way.
Yes, and this is where I'm going to bring it home for our judge, okay? I'm hearing you. I'm seeing where you're at. I'm seeing where you're going with this. So let's just wrap this all up and let's get this win. Okay, so I want to get into the master martial arts and the combat training, okay? The mastery of the Green Ranger, okay? Remember, he was trained by Zordon, all right? And the Power Rangers team, okay? Which Zordon is a highly skilled martial artist, okay, capable of defeating multiple superpower foes simultaneously. So this is who Tommy was trained by, okay? Also, I want to get into his dragon dagger and sonic weaponry. We haven't gotten to enough of his weaponry. You guys keep talking about Lion-O's little fancy little sword there, okay? Remember, the Green Ranger literally has the dragon dagger, okay, which can emit sonic blasts capable of disorienting and incapacitating enemies, all right? I mean, literally three blast from Tommy could literally interfere with Lion-O's whole coordination, okay? Or even momentarily neutralize the Sword of Omens, all right? And then my last 2 points is, first of all, the Green Ranger's power, ranger ability, and his team-based adaptability, okay? He's a team-based guy, okay? This guy seems like Lion-O, he's not a team player, right? But remember, the Green Ranger can work with other Rangers, and also solo, he still demonstrates, once again, his super human agility, okay, and also acrobatics, his reflexes, and dodging and counter attacks for much longer opponents. And lastly, to bring this home, it's in the name, it's Morphin Time, baby. All right, we forgot about this. All right, this is my last point for Tommy, okay, for all you little Ranger fanatics out there. All right, he has access to Morphin Grid energy and power surges. Okay, let us not forget this. It's Morphin Time, baby. All right. As a Ranger, he can literally tap into the Morphin Grid for temporary power boosts, energy blasts, and defensive shields. Okay, these energy shields literally can amplify his strength and durability beyond normal human limits, even matching Lion-O's raw power in bursts. Okay, I digress. That's my point number three, James.
So you mentioned the Dragon Zord.
Yes.
You mentioned the power grid.
Yes.
They can morph into. You mentioned all these other great things. I love how you brought in, like, he's a team player.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is what it is. It's the Power Rangers versus, like, oh, no, that's right. It's the Green Power Ranger versus Lion-O. Lord of the Thundercats, by the way. He's Lord of the Thundercats.
But it's
he's,
Lion-O.
You know, like, I know, it's Lion-O. Lion-O, yes. The Lord of the Thundercats. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thank you, James.
I actually congratulate you on kind of doing some great stuff with the Green Power Ranger. Love the Red Power Ranger, but the green one also has a special place in my heart. Jason David Frank, absolutely. Gotta say, I'm sorry he passed away. He's absolutely fantastic. So I hate what I'm about to do because as great as that all is, it's still vastly underpowered to what Lion-O brings to the table. So for my point number three,
okay,
let's just talk about some, I don't know, magical weaponry and some of this stuff. Here's the deal. Despite all this kind of stuff, look, he's had a lot of experience. The Green Power Ranger is a teenager. By the way, you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't fight during school hours. right? It seems to be, every all the fights seem to be taking place after school, which is highly convenient, by the way. You know, they're not like in math and all of a sudden Zordon calls. No, Zordon's like, math is very important. Okay. You know, let's do this first. By the way, it's 3:30. Yeah, it's time. Okay, it's morphin' time. Now you got to take on whatever. Think of the damage that Goldar or whatever, like, you know, large creatures destroying to Angel Valley or whatever. That's horrible to have to wait that long. Lionel right. doesn't have that problem. He's fighting like literally every hour, it seems like, on the Thundercat show. He's got crazy experience and he's raring for more. He loves the battle. Now, on top of that, he rarely defeats foes who rely on dark sorcery, teleportation, illusion, overwhelming brute strength, all the stuff that you think that the Green Ranger would have access to, you know, beings like Mum-Ra who can enhance their power dramatically by tapping into a different, you know, type of dark sorcery grid, so to speak, who can grow to kaiju size, and he's defeated them all. By the way, remember that episode where the Green Ranger defeated Rita Repulsa once and for all, as in killed her?
With that massive dress on?
Yeah, that's right. Wasn't that a great episode? Oh, that's right. It never happened. However, in Thundercats, Lionel actually defeats the main villain, Mum-Ra, who's like an 80s icon of villainy, and actually Lionel took him out and beat him conclusively. But that's not the real thing. So you've got the Dragon Sword, who's kind of like their version of Godzilla for the Power Rangers. I love the Dragon Sword. And the Dragon Sword's awesome. I would call the Dragon Sword like city level consequence, right? The Dragon Sword comes in, he could take out a city beautifully. He's got the weaponry, the missiles, the laser blast. Also, he can tank a lot of stuff, but he gets damaged by, you know, the same thing, missiles, laser blast, swords, and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of swords, I just wish Lionel had something that was stronger than city destroy. Oh, that's right. See, the Sword of Omens is powered by a jewel called the Eye of Thundera. And the Eye of Thundera is like the spirit of all the Thundercats. The entire population is insanely powerful and can destroy planets if it needed to. So all of a sudden, you know, the Green Ranger plays his little dagger like a flute, which was always kind of weird. Like, why play like just shoot a laser in the, I don't know, whatever. And the Dragon Sword shows up, and then he uses all his agility, by the way, to get in and pilot the Dragon Sword, which, by the way, you know what you don't need when you pilot the Dragon Sword? What? Agility or strength. You're literally pressing buttons, pulling levers, whatever. And the Dragon Sword's awesome and growling and moving kind of, moves a little slow, by the way. He's not like the most agile of the swords, right? Not like the Mega Sword, whatever. Anyway, I digress. So all of a sudden he's there, and then Lionel sees him and says, Sword of Omens, tap into the Eye of Thundera like he's done before and give me like power beyond power, which is a thing he can do, and shoots through the Dragon Sword with enough power to destroy not a city, not a continent, but actually a planet. As great as the Dragon Sword is, the Dragon Sword is not a planet buster, but what Lionel has in that sword absolutely is with the Eye of Thundera. That's my point number three.
Okay, all right, so just hear me out.
By the way, the Red Bull's kicking in pretty hard right now. This is not good.
I definitely should have taken you up on that cup of coffee.
Yeah, he's shaking over here.
By the way, again, air quotes for a cup of coffee. Go ahead.
Yeah, we all call it coffee in this business.
Let's be civil.
Let's be civil, yes. All right, so.
Sorry, kids.
Money's so ugly.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. I'm going to bring it home for you, Io, and then we will throw it to the judge, right? All right. So you made some really good, interesting points. Like, you know, you've been very civil and, you know, giving some respect to, you know, Tommy and, of course, the Power Rangers. And, hey, you know, Thundercats. Like, come on. You know, like, of course. Like, awesome. Lionel. Worthy foe. So I'm just going to bring it home with this. Okay, so hear me out. The Green Ranger, one more time. He's a master martial artist, okay, with super human agility. All right, so lightning fast reflexes. Also, his dragon dagger, which is capable of disorienting even magical foes. And also his morphing grid energy surges. Remember, it gives him bursts of strength and durability that can easily match Lionel's raw power, okay? Can match it, okay? While Lionel relies on the Sword of Omens and a magical resilience, the Green Ranger stays mobile, strikes precisely, and exploits every opening every time, okay? So speed, skill, and tactical genius, my friends, let him turn Lionel's strength and magic into vulnerabilities, okay? Making the Green Ranger the one who controls the fight and lands the finishing blow. And I digress.
Interesting rebuttal. Not sure I agree with it, but interesting nonetheless. Plus, I love the respect you're giving to the Green Power Ranger. Yeah. This is a really tough battle because I love both opponents so much, but none of that matters whatsoever. And it's not just the coffee talking, by the way. This is now the point I love of these battles, where we throw it to the judge. Io, you've heard 3 points from both Eric and myself. Take us through your process. Tell us a story, if you will, and tell us who wins this battle between the Green Power Ranger and Lion-O.
Absolutely. Thank you, gentlemen. You both make 2 compelling arguments.
I sure did.
And only one may prevail, but I would definitely say that you guys definitely touched on some interesting points, from the tactics to the swordplay, long range effectiveness to short range combating, and speed, agility, size, battle experience. You even broke it down to, team resources.
Yes.
Which I thought was a little bit unfair, being that this is a one-on-one battle, consideration of the team, there were a number of, different, I guess, members of the Power Rangers over the years. Mm. So I would say that longevity of the team has to go to the Thundercats. Yeah, they just, right. The band stuck together.
They did.
And that's
fair. It was a different time.
It did,
the 80s.
Different values.
2025. Well, forget about it. But yeah.
Different values.
Bond. Yes. True.
And the main brought everyone together.
Yes.
But, then I had to think about the ranking of opponents. Mm. So the quality of the matchups that Lion-O has faced and the Green Ranger has faced.
Fair.
And in that consideration, I think that they're both kaiju fighters to a certain regard. Although there's a lot more team-based fighting, I think from the Power Ranger side, I do think that James made an excellent point that in terms of 1 versus 2 or 1 versus 1, Mumra was beat, as opposed to Rita Repulsa, still walks about. In terms of ultimate foe, defeating, your main opponent, I think that's that's the whole purpose of your superpowers. And, to that regard, I think that Thundercats and Lion-O achieve their objective. Yeah. And then the power-ups. Now, you had the Morphin Grid Energy, and you made a great point at the end. I think you really dug one out of the sand, as they say on the AVP tour. he relies on his Sword of Omens.
Yes.
And, so I was thinking that, and the Sword of Omens, the defensive shield that Lion-O has also relies on that Sword of Omens. Mm-hmm. So if Tommy was able to, disarm him in some way, it's not just the Sword of Omens, it's also his claw shield.
Right.
So, strategically you would, or theoretically you would have to, disarm him of both of those weapons.
Right.
Because they're both, sources of power, and I don't know if he can, call to summon the sword with the claw. So, he might, I'm not making anyone's argument over here. So, but in terms of sheer energy from the Morphin Grid Energy versus the Eye of Thundera, planet destroying activity ensuing. I mean, and if this kid is, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., he's unavailable.
He's not always at school. He's ditched before.
And there's holidays.
That's when he was evil. He's not evil anymore, Eric.
Square now.
So if the villain, or if, Lion-O decides to attack on a holiday, he's in trouble because his kid, or it's a snow day, it's a, dukes are up.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. But planet destroying energy. I don't know. No, the Morphin Grid, where is that? Where does the Morphin Grid energy lay on that scale? Is it just like a power source, or is it a power destroyer too? Can it take away, because if there's no planet to energize, what good's the grid?
Okay. It's not on that.
This
level.
Is not the time for you to comment. Our judges go through this process.
I'm just taking you guys through my thoughts here.
We want to delve into the mind of Io.
Yeah, follow me on this hay cart ride, and so overall, I think that you guys see where I'm leaning with this. Oh, and I forget to mention the Zord is vulnerable to missiles and earthly energy projections. So if we're going on a galactic, planet destroying level, I don't think the Zord is gonna serve us no purpose. I thought that was gonna be an advantage. It didn't really have the stopping power that when I considered all of the weaponry. So with all that said, I would have to give the advantage to Lion-O. Thundercats, Legacy, Living Strong, Green Ranger fought to the very, very end. But I think that in the end, the way I have it, Lion-O beating the Green Ranger.
And there you have it. Legion of Audience, another win. Everyone thought the Dragon Sword would just be this ace up the sleeve of Eric, which is, by the way, really well played. I would have done the same thing.
Absolutely.
But again, it's the Thundercats, the Eye of Thundera, an ability to destroy planets. And all I ask you to not destroy the planet they're on is just aim it upwards. Just aim it upwards so it goes through the Dragon Sword and right through. I got to tell you, this was a great battle. And as we're doing this, because, as a producer, I like to think of cool stories. You know what would be great? So Lion-O and the Green Ranger, they'd fight like they always do. Then they'd become friends. Lion-O would go down and be like, Green Power Ranger, take my sword. Please, and all of a sudden, the Green Ranger has the Sword of Thundera and becomes absolutely even more epically awesome. That's the battle we want to see. All right, with that being said, Eric, you did a great job with the Green Ranger.
Thank you.
Yeah, great strategy.
Done by our judge.
Like, yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. But you lost. Tell Legion of Audience how you feel right now.
I'm pissed. I'm disgusted. I feel betrayed. I literally...
Like, you and I are friends, right? Like, good friends. We're friends now, but just met. But, like, you've known him for years.
Yeah, no, like...
Like, he went to your bar mitzvah.
Air quotes again. Friends.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just trying to be nice to him.
I feel that he's completely wrong. The way you repped, little Lion-O, that was over the top. And destroying planets, big deal. So I'm not going to accept this decision. But thanks for being on the show. Okay.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. By the way, you're invited back, Io. I talked with the board members of who would win Unleashed. They actually, I just got a text, have Io back anytime. So you were absolutely fantastic.
Without a doubt, gentlemen.
Io, what you did that I loved is that you weighed everything. Legion of Audience, he made a copious amount of notes. Like, I gave him a notebook. It's finished.
Yeah, we're like out of pages over there.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Like,
see more ink in that pen.
I'm like listening to the pages like being flipped as he's writing. It's crazy.
It
was absolutely amazing. You were absolutely exactly who we want on the show as a judge.
You did a good job.
You did a great job. Please come back. In the meantime, tell Legion of Audience, our fan base, where they can find you online.
Well, folks, you can find me online at iothevoice.com and
how do you spell that?
AYOthevoice.com.
There you go.
And on your upcoming radio commercial and TV airing soon in your local region.
What about Instagram?
Instagram, yeah, absolutely. Io the Griffin, and that is once again spelled the same way: AYOthe Griffin, GRIFFIN. And yeah, find me, reach out, and I'm available for bookings.
There you go.
Yes,
I love it. All right, Eric, again, valiant effort.
Sure.
But you lost. No, seriously, great job. This, again, was a hard battle for me because I love both characters, and you actually brought a lot of... You repped the Green Ranger, Ptolemy Oliver, Jason David Frank, by the way, rest in peace. You repped all three of them insanely well. Well done. Tell Legion of Audience where they can find you online.
Yeah, you can find me kicking some sewing machines in Venice, California. That's why I leave this damn studio. That's where you're going to find me at. No, you can find me online at... all my socials are at the THE... Eric Holmes, the Eric Holmes, HLMES. Looking forward to connecting with you all.
Are you looking forward to him? By the way, is there a soda vending machine in Venice that hasn't been kicked already? Well, it's not like you're doing, you'll probably fix three of them. After
my
you
legs
kick
just going to go like straight through it. Yeah. There's nothing in there.
Eric's a big, strong, powerful man, by the way. All right. You can find me on X, AKA Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by typing in at James Gabsy. Remember to join the official Who Would Win Facebook group to make a suggestion for a matchup for the show and be part of our growing community. You can also find us on Instagram and Threads and TikTok at Who Would Win Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you go for your podcasts. On behalf of myself, Eric Holmes, and the rest of the amazing Who Would Win production team, thank you once again for checking out another episode of Who Would Win Unleashed. We'll see you next time.
Hey gang, I hope you enjoyed this episode and loved listening to the show as much as we enjoyed making it. Quick reminder that you can support us by going to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow right now. Okay, gotta prepare for next week's episode. Hope the rest of your day is full of wins.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.